Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Roughly 200 people showed out for a second day of protest at the University of Utah, but this time things stayed mostly peaceful.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, the university is commending the protesters for keeping things peaceful, saying they were, quote, expressed with dignity and conducted in a lawful manner. One person was arrested, but a university spokesperson says it was in regard to their alleged actions on the first night of protests. Once that person was taken to jail, all of the protesters followed.
We are telling them that we will not leave until our comrade is released!
That's from the Metro de U of U's Instagram page. They stayed out till pretty late last night, but there's no protesters here this morning. There's no word yet on if that person arrested has been released yet either. The group also has not posted anything, at least on Instagram this morning, on whether or not they will have another day of protests at the university or not. Live at the Salt Lake County Metro Jail, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The trial of Chad Daybell resumes today after a day off in Boise.
Before taking Tuesday off, the jury heard from a couple of relatives of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late first wife. Both described some concerns at Tammy's funeral, one confirming she spoke to law enforcement as far back as August 2020, about 10 months after Tammy's death. Chad Daybell is accused of murder, fraud, conspiracy, and theft in Tammy's death, as well as those of his second wife Lori Vallow's children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody after police say one of them flashed a handgun near campus. Officers were called after a person reported the teens making gang signs at passing cars. This is the fourth firearm recovered by police near Roy High School in less than 3 weeks. The Weber School District says none of the cases are related and none of them involved threats at the school.
Now our top national stories this hour. The effort by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson looks like it might be stopped by Democrats who don't want to go through more uncertainty.
Speaker Johnson really pulled off something that a lot of Democrats didn't think that he could really do. That was get that much needed aid to Ukraine passed. Johnson knew that the majority of Republicans did not support that in his Republican conference. I've talked to sources within the Democratic Party, and they say, trust the devil you know. And by that, it means trust the speaker that at least you know. And so if he's showing that he's willing to reach across the aisle, that he's willing to move forward in a bipartisan way on these key issues, well, they might as well work with him because they have no idea who they're going to get next.
ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott says that Johnson says he's focused on doing his job, not whether or not he gets kicked out of leadership.
The New York jury in former President Trump's hush money trial received some accounting testimony yesterday. ABC's Peter Haralambos explains.
Michael Cohen's former banker told jurors yesterday that the so-called fixer took steps to avoid scrutiny from bank officials when he created a shell company in October 2016 to pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her silence. According to the banker, Cohen frantically created an account for what he described as a real estate investment company on October 26, 2016. Jurors then saw the bank documents for when Cohen wired Daniels $130,000 from the shell company's bank account, just days ahead of the 2016 election. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Utah Congressman Blake Moore and the U.S. Treasury Secretary got into a debate over who really benefited from the Trump-era tax cuts. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter.
Tim, I don't know if you remember, but back in 2017, the Trump administration and Congress slashed corporate tax rates by about a third. Here's Congressman Blake Moore.
We saw strong economic growth. We saw real wage growth come from the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and I can speak so favorably about it, I wasn't even in Congress then, so I'm not even boasting about this.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen did admit there were some gains to the economy.
But it was almost exclusively to the highest income earners within corporations that virtually none of it went to the massive workers at these firms.
Moore is fighting President Joe Biden's proposed corporate tax hike as chair of the House Budget Committee. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, right now, 21st South Freeway is the big delay. It goes from 7200 West all the way to Bangor Highway, although the crash that was blocking the left lane that caused the backup in the first place has been moved out of the way. The slowing not quite gone. I-15 delays increasing in Bluffdale and Murray if you're heading north as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.